Good morning and welcome to this gathering of Crossroad Church Dubai. Ako po si James Brillantes at naglilingkod bilang isa sa mga pastor sa congregation na ito. If this is your first time here with us, you are a returning visitor, welcome po. And we are happy that and grateful that you are with us this morning. Before we go to our passage this morning, let me briefly remind you again. Couple of announcement na in-announce si Pastor Jason. Una po yung ating men's fellowship. That's 1:30 p.m. Mamaya, after po ng ating lunch fellowship. At dito po yung gaganapin sa Alcor Ballroom. So, ini-encourage ko po yung ating mga kalalakihan to stay, join yung fellowship na ito as Brother Marlon will serve us teaching sa topic ng kindness. Pangalawa po yung ating sermon series. Beginning next Sunday, we will start a new sermon series sa aklat po ng Acts, entitled Holy Spirit, Church, Mission, at pangunahan po tayo ng ating senior pastor na si Pastor Alvin, and he will walk us through from chapters 5 to 8 over the next 7 weeks, or 7 Sundays. And today, we will temporarily concluding our sermon series in the book of Psalm. And God willing po, babalikan po natin ito next summer again. As we will see and continue to discover even more glorious truth sa ating Panginoon. At sa umaga pong ito, we will be in Psalm 103. Ang theologian po na si Bruce Waltke, consider po yung Psalm 103 as Psalm of Praise. And indeed, it is one of the four Psalms that concludes yung Book 4. It starts from 103 up to 106. Yung focus po ng Psalm na ito is to give thanks, doxa, doxology, to give praises sa ating Panginoon. And every book po ends with a doxology, kung aralin po natin yung aklat ng Psalm. Yung chapter po na ito, 103 is attributed sa kay King David, but there is no specific event tied to his personal experience recorded as a background ng aklat na ito. He is simply looking back sa goodness ng Panginoon sa kanyang buhay and he is quoting from history, from Israel's history. Yan po yung makikita natin mamaya. It is purely a psalm of praise. He is inviting God's people to praise Him as they meditate on His mighty acts and glorious character. And I think this is obvious po sa structure ng psalm. Yung tawag dito ni Waltke, tinatawag niya ito na motif. It's structure, it's a motif. Sabi niya, it is a pattern found in psalm, in a psalm of praise, hindi lang sa Psalm 103. But in every psalm of praise, naka-pattern po, yung structure po siya. And if you quickly observe po yung Psalm 103, makikita nyo po yan. Yung Psalm 103 begins and ends with praise. Makikita nyo, blessed, blessed, blessed the Lord. Yan yung makikita ninyo. And the middle, which is the meat, it is the theology ng Psalm na ito. It brings us to the truth of who God is, of what He has done. And that is the basic foundation why we praise Him. And yan po yung makikita natin sa umagang ito as we walk through sa pattern, sa structure ng psalm na ito. And as we think through this psalm together, I want us to think of yung photo album. I do not know kung ilan po sa atin dito still keep yung physical photo album. Kung meron pa po tayo niyan sa inyong mga bahay. But I'm sure that most of us have stored somewhere sa inyong mga cellphones, sa inyong mga gadgets, sa tablets ninyo, sa personal computer or laptops. Pag sinabi mong photo albums, it helps us revisit, it helps us to reminisce about yung past experiences po natin, whether it is joyful or painful na mga memories. They help us to remember people, remember places, Remember yung mga emotions and even yung mga nakalimutan nating mga bagay. But as we look back on those memories, you also have this opportunity to reflect on everything you have been through. Yung trials you have endured, yung blessings that you have received, the many ways that God has sustained you. At kung nasaan ka ngayon. And despite of all naman nangyari po sa buhay natin, you cannot help but simply say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In similar way, yung passage po natin sa umagang ito is like a photo album. As David, the author of this psalm, looks back on God's goodness in his life, he reflects on God's mighty acts and glorious character. And as he remembers the Lord's faithfulness, yung reflection po niya sa kanyang Diyos, sa Diyos na kanyang sinasamba, moves him to praise God. Friends, yung panalangin ko po sa atin sa umagang ito, that through this passage, our hearts and our minds would be rekindled, awakened from spiritual amnesia of how God has been merciful towards us. In his acts and his character, that it would move us to praise him. Mga kaibigan, as you look back on all that God has done sa buhay po ninyo, what is the one reason why you praise him? What comes to your mind when you remember his goodness, his faithfulness, and his mercy towards you? Or let me ask this way. Why does God deserve the every ounce of your praise? Why does God deserve every ounce of your praise? With that, yung main point po natin sa umagang ito is this. Remembering God's merciful act and character moves His people to bless His name. Remembering God's merciful act and His character moves His people to bless His name. I have divided po yung passage natin into three parts. First, remember God and His merciful acts, which covers yung verses 1 to 5. Second, reflect on who God is, verses 6 to 18. And respond in praise, that's verses 19 to 22. To simplify, remember, reflect, and respond. Remember, reflect, and respond. Let's begin to our first point. Remember God and His merciful acts. Verse 1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Dito makikita natin that David begins by calling himself to bless the Lord. Pero ano ba yung ibig sabihin ng salitang bless? Ito makikita po natin 7 times na inulit-ulit ni David dito. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. At napaka-importante po nito. But to bless the Lord does not mean that God lacks anything. Kailangan po nating intindihin ito. To bless God doesn't mean that He lacks anything. As though He needs something sa atin. It does not mean that if we bless the Lord, it doesn't mean that we add or increase yung kanyang glory. Nor that we show or somehow we provide Him emotional support na saying, Lord, keep on doing what you are doing. Hindi po yun yung ibig sabihin ng salitang bless po dito. David addressed God, kung makikita po ninyo dito, as Lord. Capitalize, L-O-R-D. I know we are all familiar kung ano ibig sabihin ito. Which is the covenant name of God, Yahweh. The eternal, self-existing one, or self-existing one. Yet at the same time, yung salitang Lord or Yahweh po dito, it reminds us that God is not merely an abstract or distant o malayo siya sa atin na deity. No. He is a personal, He is a covenant-keeping God who has graciously revealed Himself and entered into a personal relationship sa kanyang mga tao. So to bless God, yung ibig sabihin po nito is to speak well of Him. To praise and to exalt Him because of His abundant goodness and generosity by revealing Himself, His character, His love, His mercy towards us, even though to the fact that we are rebellious sinners. In Hebrew, yung language po na bless also carries yung idea po of bowing down in reverence to someone who is greater than us. Ito po yung ibig niya sabihin. It is an expression of humble adoration. Acknowledging kung sino po yung ating Diyos and responding to Him with wholehearted worship. To help us understand this better, I love yung sinabi po ng theologian na si Alec Mautier when he commented sa passage nito. Sabi niya, when the Lord blesses us, He reviews yung mga pangangailangan natin, then He responds to our needs. When the Lord blesses us, He reviews our needs and responds to them. But when we bless God, sabi niya, when we bless the Lord, we review His excellencies. We review His excellencies and respond to them. And this is what exactly David mean here sa last part ng verse 1. No, sinabi niya, when he said, bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. Sa scripture po, name is very important. Because it reveals yung characteristic ng isang tao or ng subject po ng pinag-uusapan. And here, David acknowledged that Yahweh is eternal. He is self-sufficient. He is a personal keeping God. But at the same time, sabi niya, He is holy. He is set apart. One who does not tolerate sin nor sinners. Yet in His bountiful generosity, He revealed and draw David to Himself. That's why David called upon his soul, his inner being, every fabric ng kanyang buhay, to bless the Lord. This is what David is doing here. He is setting his own soul ablaze, blaze burning, in worshiping God. He reflects on the excellencies ng kanyang Diyos. Mga kaibigan, don't we need to do the same sa ating mga buhay? In a world that constantly distracts us with entertainment, with stress, with works, yung mga pressure po na mga kinakaharap natin, at times it causes us to forget God's goodness sa mga buhay natin. Though we also need to preach to our own soul and remind ourselves why God alone is worthy of our praise. Makita po natin dito that David first called himself to bless the Lord before binigay niya yung reason kung bakit. He intentionally steers yung kanyang puso by reviewing the excellencies of God, of the God that he worshiped. So, pero paano po natin magagawa ito? Look at verse 2. After David sets his soul toward sa worship sa Panginoon, he fans yung flame of worship sa kanyang buhay. Sabi niya, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Forget not all His benefits. I do not know about you, pero isa sa mga weakness ko is makakalimutin po ako sa pangalan. And even at times, I caught myself, yung tipong babalik ka sa kwarto ninyo kasi may nakalimutan ka, pero pagdating mo doon, hindi mo na alam kung ano yung kukunin mo. We sometimes laugh at this. Sometimes get frustrated kung bakit ganito. Human limitations. But to forget the benefits of the Lord is entirely different. It is entirely different. Because it is not simply a harmless case ng pagiging makalimutin. Nor it is a passive, unintentional, nakalimutan ko lang. Yung scripture po, every time that speaks about not to forget the benefits that God has given us, it is connected always with pride. It is connected with self-centeredness. It is connected to being a covenant, yung pagiging covenant and faithfulness po ng isang tao. When we forget what God has done, ito po yung nangyayari. We begin to live as though we do not need Him. As though our blessings came from our own strength, coming from our own hands. As though His faithfulness can be ignored sa mga buhay po natin. That's why David commands his own soul, calling his own soul, forget not all his benefits. Mga kaibigan, if you remember yung Deuteronomy 8, this is the reason why the Lord repeatedly remind or call out yung mga Israels not to forget yung benefits niya sa kanila. Before they take possession sa promised land, ito yung sinabi ng Diyos sa kanila, Deuteronomy 8, verses 10 to 14 and 17. Let me read it to you. Sabi dito ng Diyos sa kanila, and when you eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land He has given you. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God, by not keeping His commandments and His rules and His statutes, which I commanded you today. Lest, when you have eaten and are full and have built the good houses and live in them, and when your herds and flocks multiply and your silver and gold is multiplied and all that you have is multiplied. Verse 14, listen to this. Then your heart be lifted up and you forget the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of slavery. Verse 17, beware lest you say in your heart, my power and my might of my hand have gotten me this wealth. Kaibigan, nakikita po ba natin yung connection ng forgetfulness and human pride dito? Listen, friends. When we fail to let God's goodness, which is ito yung sinasabi ni David dito, the benefits na nanggagaling sa Panginoon, that's God's goodness towards us. When we fail to let His goodness marinate in our hearts and in our minds, our hearts naturally bend toward our own self. Ganun po yung nangyayari. When we begin to place ourselves at the center of our own universe, we think that everything, that every blessing that we receive is from our own hands. Rather than recognizing that every good and perfect gift comes from our Lord. That's the reason, mga kaibigan, kung bakit yung spiritual forgetfulness is so dangerous. When we forget God's benefit, we do not remain neutral sa mga buhay natin. It's either we go bend running and chasing for our own happiness, or we will go chasing and bending and begging God for His own glory. And this is true, hindi lang po sa mga highs ng buhay po natin, but even sa mga lows. When we allow bitterness, when we allow problem, when we allow yung mga insecurities po natin to take over our hearts, we naturally bend toward grumbling. We naturally bend toward complaining rather than remembering yung goodness ng ating Diyos sa ating mga buhay. Ngunit dito makikita natin that David reminded himself of who God is. And he framed yung kanyang worship, he fanned yung kanyang worship sa kanyang puso by remembering yung goodness ng Diyos sa kanyang buhay. Again, friends, the same thing that I mentioned last Sunday, and the scripture is very consistent with this, that worship begins from inside out. Worship begins from inside out. It begins from a heart that has been redeemed by God, a heart that has been given a new desire, no longer set on things of this world, but on the glory of our God. It starts here. Pero paano ba natin may re-remind o paano nga ba ni-remind ni David ng kanyang sarili? Look at verses 3 to 5. Ano sinabi niya? Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy, who satisfies you with good, so that your youth is renewed like eagles. Who forgives all your iniquities. Kaibigan, forgiveness from God is the most important and greatest need ng bawat isa ho sa atin. Yan po yung pinakamalaking pangangailangan natin. And if you are here sa umagang ito and you are not yet in Christ, you are not yet a Christian, totoo po that you have experienced yung mga benefits coming from God. Yung goodness na nagagaling sa Kanya. For example, you breathe the air that comes from God. Living in a world kung saan Siya yung nag-create. You are enjoying the good gifts that comes from His gracious hand. But these are all, yung tinatawag po ng mga theologian, na mga common grace na binibigay sa atin na Panginoon. Common grace, yung mga blessings that God gives to all people, both to those who acknowledge Him and those na hindi. As Jesus said, sabi nga niya, that God causes the rain to fall and the sun to shine on both the righteous and the unrighteous. Friends, you are enjoying God's common grace. But notice here yung sinasabi ni David by speaking to his own soul, to those who have received Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, that is not just common grace. What you are enjoying is God's special love towards you. You have been forgiven to all of your iniquities. Yung word na iniquities po dito, carries po yung idea ng crookedness o yung twisted condition ng human heart. It does not simply refer to mga isolated mga kasalanan po natin, mga isolated actions po natin, but it points to our deeper and fallen condition na mga puso po natin sa harapan ng banal na Diyos. A heart that is bent away from Him and marked by sin. Yet, kung makikita po natin dito, sinabi ni David, God forgives all your iniquities. Not partially, not just some of them, not just 95%, but all of your iniquities. Friends, God's forgiveness towards His people is complete and comprehensive. And this forgiveness is not based po sa mga ability po natin to make ourselves right before God. But it is accomplished through the person and finished work of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who bore our sins and secure yung forgiveness para sa atin. Pero hindi lang nag-end si David dyan. Sabi niya, yes, He forgives us, but He also restores us. This is the first benefit po makikita po natin. David starts with forgiveness. Because forgiveness po is the fountainhead ng lahat ng mga blessings na binibigay po sa atin ng Panginoon. It is the fountainhead of all the blessings that follows dito sa listahan niya, sa catalog ng blessings niya. Again, look at verse 3. Ano sinabi niya? Another benefit ng goodness ng Panginoon. David reminded himself, sabi niya, He is a God who heals all your diseases. And I want us to thread yung part na to very carefully because sa Hebrew thought po, yung part na ito, based on Deuteronomy 29, disease was one of the covenant curses na binibigay ng Panginoon sa kanyang covenant people if they break covenant with Him. And maybe, ito yung nasa isip ni David ng mga panahon na to, when he wrote yung psalm na ito. That despite sa kanyang mga kasalanan, hindi lang siya pinatawad ng Diyos, kundi binigyan din siya ng physical healing. But again, I want us to be careful of this Because marami pong mga teaching outside there in the world who is saying na if you have faith, it guarantees healing, physical healing. And yung opposite po niyan, kung nagiging masama ka, it brings sickness. Mahina kasi yung faith mo. Kaya ka nagkakasakit. Now, hindi po yan biblical. Yes, the Bible teaches us that while Jesus has fully dealt yung ating mga kasalanan on the cross, well, we understand na yung curse of sin remains for now. It remains for now. And the fact that we are living in this fallen world, sickness po will continue to infest us. In our bodies, the fact that our bodies is frail as well. Whether, ito yung totoo mga kaibigan, whether you are a Christian or not, we will experience different kinds of sickness. Whether something serious or something simple, na parang common cold lang. But the question, does God heal sickness? Absolutely yes. He's doing that. And when He does, mga kaibigan, He is worthy of our praise. Yet even, listen to this, yet even yung healing po na ina-expect po natin won't come. Friends, if you are in Christ, this is a great promise. You should praise Him because what God has promised you in Christ is far better than what this world could offer you. In Christ, He did not only dealt our physical sickness, but dealt through His life, His death, and resurrection, the greatest disease that entered into this world, which is yung kasalanan. And He promised to us, to those who are in Him, that healing, not only now, but yung healing from our spiritual sickness will be fully received when He returns. That's the greatest healing that every Christian look forward. Where there is no sickness, no pain, will happen into His presence. Verse 4. Sabi niya, who redeems your life from the pit. Yung ibang translation po, yung pit po dito, simply means grave. A place of decay, rot, where our life ends. Yung tipong sa last day mo na, doon ka na hihimlay. David, it seems na David is looking back kung paano siya iniligtas ng Panginoon sa lahat ng danger na kanyang buhay. But for us Christians, we look at this in the reality na ginawa po ni Kristo sa atin. God not only redeemed us from the billows of danger that we face here and now, but the greatest rescue that God has done for us is when He sent His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who rescues us from the pit, who redeemed us from the pit, who buy us back from the sting of death by uniting us to Himself and united in Him sa Kanyang resurrection. It gives us yung picture po dito ng future po natin. That we will be resurrected with Christ. That even as we look back, mga kaibigan, when we think of the pit, alam ho natin yung devastating effect ng kasalanan po sa atin, hindi po ba? If you are in Christ right now, alam mo yung amoy ng kamatayan. When you are still enjoying yung kasalanan mo, sin of idolatry, sin of immorality. And when you look back, alam mo na lahat ng yon is hindi nakakalugod sa Diyos. It is offensive. That is the life that we were living and enjoying before. But now you are in Christ. You are in Christ. And to be in Christ, friends, God is calling us to live according to what He has promised us, according to the life that He has given us. Isn't God worthy of all your praises? Isn't He worthy of all your praises? Again, notice David did not end there. David continued by saying that God crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. Ano bang ibig sabihin ni David dito? O yung crown po simply means to surround or to encircle you. It is a symbol of honor and favor, yung crown. It is a symbol of honor and favor. Now here, hindi lang sinabi ni David that God redeemed us and leave us on our own. Ngunit dito sabi niya, He bestows you, He clothed you with honor, with His abiding love, with His unmerited favor. Bakit? Do we deserve it? Of course, no. But because of His grace towards us, He clothed us with and crowned us as His own. Ito po yung sinasabi ni David dito. He calls you as His own. That is our new identity now sa kay Kristo. This is who we are. And David pointed out that this is one of the reasons kung bakit kailangan natin papurihan ng ating Diyos. But not only that, verse 5, who satisfies you with good so that your youth will be renewed like eagles. Yung verb po dito na satisfy simply means to be full, o yung brink po ng glasses natin, umaapaw. It overflows. Yung point ni David na gusto niyong emphasize dito na that the source of believer satisfaction is not the material blessings, but yung satisfaction po natin lies and depend on the generous giver who is our Savior. The one na nagbigay sa atin ng mga gifts that we are enjoying now. My beacon, we all know that the greatest good that God has provided for us is Christ. It is His Son. The forgiveness, the steadfast love, His mercy, yung encouragement po na pinuprovide niya sa atin, yung compassion that He extends towards us. These things we have clearly experienced and witnessed sa mga buhay po natin, which aids us to persevere in our daily walk with Him, to do His will. Notice kung ano po yung purpose ng lahat ng ito. Why He lavishes us with His goodness. Look at the last part of verse 5. So that your youth will renewed like eagles. David used yung analogy ng eagle dito who, after experience yung intense battle with bad season of life, yung storm, when the eagle encounters yung mga time na yan, and after encountering that, they molted. Yung mga lumang mga pakpak o yung feathers nila will be removed. And new feathers will come out, giving him new strength, giving him new vitality to overcome and to undergo and endure yung burdens of life again. Well, in like manner, mga kaibigan, this is what God is doing towards us. He is renewing our strength, providing us vitality in moments of discouragement. Hence, in moments of struggles of life, He ginagamit po niya yung mga season na yon to toughen, but not simply to toughen us, but to sanctify us. Those moments are not wasted. He strengthened us to make us new, renewing us, making us into the image of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we would continue to persevere, strengthen, to continue in serving Him. From all of these benefits sa sinasabi ni David dito na nanggaling sa Diyos, he reminded and fanned the flame within him to bless and worship his God. Friends, hindi po ba totoo din ito sa atin, to those who are in Christ? So here's the simple point of application po para sa atin sa umagang ito, sa section na ito. Mga kaibigan, Crossroads, when you feel not like praising God, try to remind yourself with all the good things na ginawa sa inyo ng Panginoon sa buhay mo. Try to look back on the things that God has done, given, provided for you. The things that you are enjoying. Not just the material things, but His gracious work done for us in Christ Jesus. Try to recall of those things. A few practical steps that we can do is to rehearse the gospel sa mga utak po natin, in our minds. Preach it to yourself tulad ng ginawa ni David dito. Remind yourself how God has graciously pardoned, He healed, He redeemed, and He crowned you with His favor. Not because you deserve it, not because we deserve it, but because of His steadfast love and covenant faithfulness para sa atin. But to those who are not yet in Christ, makaibigan, do not be content with the common grace lamang na binibigay sa inyo ng Panginoon. Don't be content with that. Yes, you are enjoying that right now. Yes, God has lavished you with His goodness. But even now, naandyan ka, umuupo ka dyan. But that common grace that we are enjoying, friends, will one day come to an end. It will come to an end. But yung special and saving grace na ino-offer sa atin ng Panginoon through sa kay Jesus Christ is far greater and far better. It doesn't only offer you temporal joy and satisfaction in this life, but it gives you eternal joy and satisfaction na makikita lamang sa kay Kristo. So take time to ponder sa mga good things na ginagawa sa iyo ng Panginoon. But do not stop there. Plead with Him. Run to Christ and come to Him in repentance and faith. David now, after remembering yung mga benefits na natanggap niya sa Panginoon, is moving on, reflecting on God's being. He understands that God's saving acts are never separated from God's character. God's saving act is never separated sa kanyang character. And what God does always reveals kung sino siya. So, yung ginawa po ni David dito, as David looked back at God's redemption, he looks back through sa experience ni Moses at sa Exodus. He is drawn to worship the God who is righteous, who is merciful, who is gracious and faithful sa kanya, which is our second point. Reflect on who God is. Again, after reminding of God's goodness towards him, David now reflects on how God displays His goodness toward His people throughout Israel's history. Yung verse 6 po, he highlights God's commitment to what is right. God's commitment to what is right. Sabi niya, the Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. Here, David reminds himself that God's goodness is not passive. It is not indifferent. The Lord is actively working according to His righteous character. He is defending and upholding those who are oppressed. Basically, yung sinasabi ni David dito is that God always acts according to what is right. Yan po yung ibig sabihin ng pagiging righteous or yung righteousness po dito na salita. He does not ignore sin or allow evil to go unpunished. He acts with perfect justice and exercises judgment against those who do evil. But at the same time, God also shows yung kanyang goodness by defending and helping those who are oppressed, those who are exploited, those whose dignity has been taken away, and those who suffer of sinful actions ng ibang mga tao. So as David scans yung history ng Israel dito, he remembers one specific event na na-experience sa mga Israelites po dito. That is the time nang nasa Egypt po sila. Nakabasa niyo po yan in Exodus chapter 2 verses 23 to 25. Nasabi doon, God heard the cries of His people. He saw their suffering, and He knew that they were enslaved and mistreated. So ano ginawa ng Diyos? God rescued and delivered them from the hands of their oppressor. At the same time, He also executed yung kanyang justice by judging and punishing Pharaoh and the Egyptians. Mga kaibigan, yung righteousness and justice po ng Diyos go hand in hand. You cannot, hindi po natin pwedeng ipag-separate yan. Dahil God acts according, or God acts rightly according to His own nature as the righteous God. He Himself is the highest standard and the source of what is right. And those who refuse to conform sa kanyang righteous ways will face His judgment. And dito makikita natin that David reflects on that truth. He reflects that even though he knows kung paano niya ng buong mga Israelita repeatedly transgress against God, he also recognized that God continued to care para sa kanyang mga tao. Pero paano ba natin malalaman na ganito talaga yung Diyos? How did David know that God is truly like this? Look at verses 7 and 8. Because He revealed Himself to Moses. He revealed Himself to the people of Israel. Again, David is referring to the history of Israel po dito. Specifically, yung verse 8. Pero, yung tinitingnan niya dito is after na ni-redeem sila na Panginoon and led them to the wilderness, moving towards sa promised land. And during that time, after God delivered them out from Egypt, naalala ninyo yung story that God constituted them as a nation? Saan nangyari yan? Mount Sinai, hindi po ba? God gave them yung tablets, yung law. He met with Moses on the top of the mountain while yung kanyang mga tao, yung ibang mga Israelita is nandoon sa baba ng bundok. And while they were there, guess what? Ano nangyari? In a slightest moment of freedom, they turned away from God. Gumawa po sila ng sarili niyang Diyos-Diyosan and worship it. But at that moment, God had every right to wipe them out. He could have ended yung mga Israelites sa mga panahon na yun dahil sa kanilang rebellion. Yet, hindi niya ginawa. Instead, He disciplined them and allowed yung kanyang judgment to come upon them, not to destroy them, but to teach them and reveal His holiness and mercy. But why? Why did God relent from pouring out His wrath again sa kanila? Is He not righteous? Is He not just? Yes, He is. And absolutely, He is righteous and just. But this is what David wants us to see sa part na ito. He wants us to understand that God is righteous, He is just, but He is helping us to move forward sa another na character ng Panginoon dito. He's not minimizing God's righteousness or justice. Rather, He is unfolding yung beauty, yung fullness of who God is. Again, God has every right to end yung kanilang mga buhay ng mga panahon na yon. Yet, He extended favor sa kanila. Paano? Sabi dyan, He revealed Himself to Moses and make known His ways to Israel. This is what verse 7 tells us. Instead of destroying them, God disciplined them. Si Kidner, ang sabi niya, isang comment niya dito is a wayward family. Wayward family. Pati mga panahon na yon, God did not end them, but they disciplined Him. Disciplined them. That is how gracious God sa kanila. And verse 8 tells us, which is yung direct quotation from Exodus 34 verse 6. Sabi niya, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in His steadfast love. God shows kindness. Yes, He disciplines His people, but yung discipline niya sa atin is not meant to destroy us. It is not meant to destroy us. Rather, it is meant to conform us sa kanyang holiness. He shows compassion towards His children. He is gracious. He is ready to forgive and patient in His dealing with His people. But yung nakikita po natin dito is yung covenantal language ng Diyos para sa Kanyang mga anak. To those who have personal relationship sa Kanya. This is not addressed to those na mga pagans. But this is addressed sa Kanyang mga communities. This is the way God relates sa Kanyang mga tao and the blessings that He graciously gives to those belong to Him. Ano po yung itsura nito? Na He is slow to anger and steadfast in His love? It simply means that God is not easily tempered. Hindi po siya madaling magalit. Yung Kanyang wrath po is hindi po uncontrolled. I think all of us can relate on that. When we are provoked, di po ba? But God is not like us. Isn't it wonderful na yung Diyos natin is hindi katulad sa atin? He is patient. His love does not change. Yung kanyang anger po dito o kanyang love po sa atin is unconditional. It is not based on a character, yung character ng kanyang mga tao. And to think, yung quotation na to, yung Exodus 34 verse 6, became a confession of faith sa buong Israelite. It is echoed repeatedly throughout the scripture, highlighting of God, of the character of God, because this is truly He is. Friends, just try to think of this. If God is not slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, even just for a fraction of time, just an ounce of moment, saan kaya tayo pupulutin? Where would you be? To help us understand what it means that God is slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, David continues to unpack this truth sa atin. Makikita po natin in verses 9 to 10, David explains this through four negatives. Look at verses 9 and 10. Sabi niya, He will not chide, nor will keep His anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. Yung verb po na chide po dito means that God does not continually accuse or contend with His children dahil sa ating mga kasalanan. This is parallel po sa second negative dyan na sinabi niya, He does not keep His anger forever or hold on to the record of wrongs na meron ho tayo. Yes, we experience again yung correction niya. God is displeased when we sin. He disciplines us as His children. But because of His mercy, He also forgives us. And He remembers our sins no more. In verse 10, yung word na deal po dito is connected po sa verse 2. Yung benefits na sinasabi sa verse 2 ni David. Do not forget all His benefits. Yung word na deal is equivalent po ng benefits po dito. That instead of giving us what we truly deserve, yung kanyang wrath, yung intense and undiluted na anger niya sa atin dahil sa ating mga kasalanan, God deals us according to His mercy. He deals us according to His mercy. He does not repay us according sa ating mga iniquities. But instead, yung ginawa po niya, He gives us undeserved na benefits. That's forgiveness of sin. Nakikita po ninyo yan in verses 3 to 5. Yun po yung mga binigay sa atin ng Panginoon. And try to pause and think about this for a moment. Kaibigan, He did not repay you according to what your sins deserve. To our sins deserve. He did not repay Israel in the wilderness, even at the foot of Sinai, according to punishment that they truly deserve. After the rebellion, the idolatry and offense they have committed against Him, He did not treat them as their sins deserved. Again, God would have been completely just. He would have been completely just kung tinapos niya yung mga buhay nila doon. you cannot accuse Him being unfair. He is God. And the same thing for us. If we would end our life now, it would be still just. With all the atrocity ng ating mga kasalanan that we have committed against Him, He could have end our life in a blink of an eye or in a snap of a finger. Pero hindi po niya ginawa yun. Alam niyo kung bakit? Let's try to look at the cross. Try to look at the cross where God's justice and His mercy meet. God's holiness and righteousness demands that sin and sinners must be punished. Yet as God look upon us, He knows that no one or none of us is qualified to do this. Not even an atom of our being is qualified to meet yung mga demands ng Diyos sa atin. It's perfect justice. But because of His mercy, He sent His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who is truly God and truly man, who lived a perfect and righteous life on our behalf. He died the perfect death in our place to satisfy the demands of God's justice. Because like the Israelites, our sins have earned God's judgment upon us. But in Jesus, God poured out His wrath upon Him. Every ounce na kanyang galit, yung kanyang perfect wrath, yung kanyang just wrath, He poured it all on Jesus. Christ satisfied the righteous wrath of God. He died. But He was raised on the third day, proving that He had accomplished what none of us could. The full payment for our sins before the Father. And after that, He ascended into heaven and now reigns on high. Friends, this is the reason why God has relented from pouring out His wrath upon us. That instead of giving us na kanyang wrath, He gives us yung kanyang mercy, yung kanyang grace. It is all because of Jesus. Friends, this is the reason why or if you are here right now and you are not yet in Christ, I urge you to run to Him. Turn to Him in repentance and faith and believe in Him as your Lord and Savior. Verse 11. Sabi niya, David gives us yung vertical illustration ng pagmamahal ng Diyos sa atin. Verse 11. For as high as the heavens above are above the earth, so great is His steadfast love toward those who fear Him. Yung word po na great po dito means mighty. It means you're strong. This is a kind of love that prevails, a grace that is overwhelming, that even it conquers yung pinaka matigas na puso. Yan po yung ibig sabihin ng salitang great po dito. This is God's grace bestowed to those who are His. His love is unfathomable. It is portrayed yung distance po dito ng heavens tsaka nung earth. You cannot fully grasp yung length ng pagmamahal ng Diyos sa iyo. This is how great and strong His love towards His own. Verse 12, David gives us naman yung horizontal. On verse 11, vertical. Verse 12 is the horizontal illustration of God's steadfast love. Verse 12, sabi niya, as far as the east is from the west, so does He remove our transgression from us. Yung idiom po na ito is, it illustrates yung distance. David used yung idiom na to para ipakita sa atin yung immeasurable distance that God place yung kasalanan natin or separate yung sin natin sa atin. Ito po yung ginawa niya dito. He removes our sins completely and cleanse us thoroughly. And the good thing about this is this, that every time a holy God look at you, look at us, yung nakikita po niya is not our sins. Yung nakikita po niya sa atin is a person who is clothed with the righteousness that His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, has earned for us. At kaya po, ito yung sinabi ni Apostle Paul in Romans 5 verse 1. We have been justified, declared righteous, not guilty. You have been forgiven. That is because of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Him alone, God removes our iniquities from us and clothes us with righteousness of Christ. But every time He looks at us, hindi niyo tayo tinitingnan na may galit, but with love. Friends, isn't this amazing? Does this steer our hearts to worship our God? Verses 13 to 14, David gives us another picture of who God is para i-reflect po natin. 13 to 14, sabi niya, as a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. God is so compassionate. He is a compassionate father, unlike us, earthly father. God embodies this one perfectly. He shows compassion to us who are weak, who are immature children. Not to a point na parang tinotolerate na yung ating mga kasalanan, or He rejoices with our sin, nor He turned blind eyes sa atin, but He understands our limitation. He disciplines us gently. He guides us tenderly. He knows us, for He is the one who created us. This is a reminiscent ng napagawa ng Diyos sa kay Adam. He is from dust. And we are from dust. He knows us because He created us and knitted us from dust into His image. Friends, God knows you. He even knows yung pinaka-greatest need mo. And you think na yan yung pinaka-kailangan mo. But He knows that your greatest need is not the material things that you are thinking, not the acceptance na nanggagaling sa iyong pamilya o sa mga minamahal mo. No. He knows that your greatest need is reconciliation with Him. He knows us in our very core. He knows that we are prone to wander. He knows that we are easily yet fear. We are at times get lost. So like a father, His tender compassion is set upon us. He gathers us. He protected us and cares upon us. He loves us with the same magnitude as of our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because you are in Christ. That's the reason. By the virtue of what Christ has done for us. Kaya mahal din tayo ng ating Panginoon. Again, friends, there is no better place where we can see yung loving compassion ng ating Panginoon than in the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paano pinakita ng ating Panginoon yung kanyang compassion? Try to think of this. Jesus took on our human nature, our very dust. He entered into our frame to reveal yung compassion ng Diyos para sa atin. Not only He did come to save us, but He also brought us into His family, yung church, where He continues to show His loving compassion para sa atin. Friends, this is the perfect tangible example kung saan minapakita ng Diyos sa atin yung kanyang compassion. He loves us thoroughly that your brothers and sisters in Christ is willing to exchange yung kanilang shame just to call you out with your sin. They are ready to call you out so that you'll remain. You will be clothed and continue to walk as worthy sa calling na binigay sa inyo ng Panginoon. Friends, if you truly believe that you are a Christian and you have experienced yung loving compassion ng Diyos sa'yo, don't be contented to live your Christian life alone. One of the primary ways na pinapakita nito sa atin ng Diyos is through sa kanyang church. So be a committed member of a church. Hindi lang ho dito sa Crossroads. Anywhere. But a faithful gospel preaching church. Don't be just a regular attendee. What I mean by this is pursue membership. Be part of a church. I'm not talking yung church na virtual. I'm not talking yung church niyo sa Pilipinas. Your local church should be kung nasaan po kayo nakatira. That is the understanding of the Bible. That's the biblical definition na sinasabi niya na iglesia. It's the local congregation. That's your church when they can see you. They can guide you. They can call you out. They can love you and hug you tenderly. Be part of a church. Verse 15 and 18, David contrasts God's steadfast love with human finitude or yung limitation po natin. Sabi niya in verses 15 to 16, as for man, his days are like grass. He flourish like a flower of a field. For the wind passes over it and it is gone. And its place knows it no more. Look at here. David compares us, sabi niya, like a grass, like a flower. And ang point po niya dito that our life is short. We are frail. We are transient. Tulad po sa isang grass, saka sa isang flower, time will come that we will fade. Let's try to imagine kung plantitos or plantitas ka, yung mga halaman po ninyo sa labas. Diba? Or if you remember yung grass sa mga park. Naturally, with scarcity ng tubig, tsaka yung intense heat ngayon, which is dahil summer, yung mangyayari po sa kanila is namamatay. At wither. They die. So yung point ni David dito is, like us. Death comes. Time will come that we are gone and we are remembered no more. As Psalm 90 verse 10 says, the years of our life are 70 or even by reason of strength, 80. But their span is but a toil and trouble. They are soon gone and fly away. But the question I want to impose po sa ating mga utak ngayon is this. How do we live our lives in light of this reality? Here David is reminding us to spend our lives in praise to the worship of our God. Notice how he contrasts our finitude with God's love towards us in verse 17 to 18. Sabi niya, but the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting to those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to those who keep his covenant and remember to do his commandments. Dito pinapakita ni David on God's, yung pagmamahal ng Diyos towards us, his people. He realized that God's love began from eternity past, and it continues until eternity future. It is unending. It is limitless. It is infinite. His love stretches from everlasting to everlasting. Listen to this, friends. God's love and his faithfulness remain steadfast despite the fact that his people often fail him. It does not change. It is not dependent. Your salvation is not dependent on you. It is dependent on God, who is steadfast in his love para sa atin. God did not abandon us. Did not abandon yung Israel, and neither us. The good news is this, that Jesus, despite na humalala ninyo from our previous na preaching or study natin from the Old Testament and the New Testament, alam ho natin that there is no Israel or Israelite who perfectly fulfilled yung commands or yung law ng Diyos. But alam ho natin that it is only Jesus who is the true and perfect Israel, a covenant keeper, who perfectly obeyed the Father and lived a complete reverence and submission sa kanyang Diyos, sa kanyang Ama. Because of Christ, ito po yung nangyari. Because of Christ, everyone who trusts in Him receives the steadfast love and is counted righteous before a holy God. Friends, this reminds us not to put our confidence in our own obedience. to place our confidence in Christ. Not to our performance, not in our ability to perfectly keep yung law ng Diyos, but in God's compassionate and steadfast love towards us. Again, friends, our salvation does not rest on our ability to keep God's law. Rather, it rests on what Jesus has accomplished on our behalf. Last point. After David scans you and reflect on God's goodness throughout the history of Israel, he then turns once again sa reason kung bakit ang Diyos worthy of every ounce of our worship. Which makikita po natin yan in verses 19 to 22. Respond in praise. Notice how David ends yung hymn nito. Look at verse 19. The Lord has established His throne in heavens and His kingdom rules over all. David now shift yung kanyang focus dito from God's covenant people or yung history ng Israel to all creation, calling the entire universe to bless and praise the Lord. Why? Because God's sovereign authority extends over all creation. Yan po yung makikita natin in verse 19. He is the sovereign king over all. His kingdom is unmatched. His rule is unchallenged. And His throne cannot be shaken. Makikita natin yan sa salitang throne, yung word na throne and kingdom po dyan. God's reign is not limited on one nation or one people. His throne is established in heavens. And His kingdom rules over all the earth. His authority extends over every person, every nation, every ruler, and every part ng creation. As Isaiah 66 verse 1 says, heavens is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Though, kung makikita po natin ngayon, it may seem that many people reject and refuse to acknowledge Him as the ruler, the rightful ruler, the king. Yet si David po dito, he understands, he knows the truth that God is the king over all the earth. This means, our friends, that nothing happens outside God's sovereign providence. He governs all things according to His perfect wisdom, according to His perfect will. And one day, yung perfect reign ng Diyos natin will openly displayed when Christ returns. Every enemy is put under sa kanyang feet. And every knee will bow down, will bow before Him. But here's the wonderful thing para sa atin ng mga anak ng Diyos. Dahil yung King who is sitting and ruling on the throne in heaven is also our gracious Redeemer. He is our Redeemer. That is through Christ. We are not forced into His kingdom as unwilling na mga subjects. But we are graciously invited and to joyfully submit to His loving rule. Friends, the God who reigns over the universe is the same God who has forgiven our sins. He is the same God who crowns you with His steadfast love and mercy. He is the same God who adopted us to be His children. Therefore, yung sovereign rule niya is not something that we fear, but something we gladly embrace. And notice again how he ended yung final three verses dito. Expanding yung call niya to bless the Lord. He begins with the inner being niya. Then it grows until sa creation, even to the uttermost of the creation. Tinawag niya yung lahat to praise the King who sits on the throne. Verse 20, bless the Lord, O you, His angels, you mighty ones, who do His word, obeying the voice of His word. David's invoking yung mga angels dito. They are described as mighty. They are described as mighty in power and sa kanilang beauty. But kung titingnan po natin, David addresses them as mighty ones, hindi dahil of their supremacy. But look at this. but because they gladly obey God's word. They listen to Him, to His voice. They serve not their beauty, not their glory, not their might, but the one who created them. They are willing subject ng Diyos who is reigning on high. Verse 21, bless the Lord, all you hosts, His minister, who do His will. Host, again, alam mo natin ito from last Sunday. Host includes both heavenly armies and earthly armies. Those who serve the Lord, the sovereign commander, to accomplish His will and display His glory. Then in verse 22, David expanded yung call niya dito even further. He includes not only those who serve in heavenly and earthly temple, but of all creation. Look at verse 22. Sabi niya, bless the Lord, all His works, in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Again, David includes all creation. Everything na yung ginawa ng Diyos po dito. And every places where His rules is known. Where His dominion is there, He calls them to bless the Lord. But the question is, ano po ba yung ibig sabihin nito ngayon sa atin? Friends, this points us to the reality of what all creation, including every part of this world and every fabric of our lives, will do when Christ returns. It points us to a greater temple, to a greater worship that we will be doing. Listen sa sinabi ng Revelation 5 verse 13. Sabi po doon, and I heard every creature in heaven and earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, to Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and mighty and might forever and ever. It simply means, mga kaibigan, that we are created for this. We are created to worship God, to praise and glorify His name. Now, both now and for all eternity. When Christ will return, this world where we are in right now will be a larger temple. Where all who place yung kanilang trust kay Jesus Christ, who listen to His voice, who obey His will, who will join the chorus of all creation in worshiping the one who sits on the throne. That's our destiny bilang mga anak ng Diyos. This is what David is showing us sa last three remaining verses dito. This will be our work, our work we'll be doing in eternity. Forever and ever, we'll be praising Him, giving Him glory and honor and praises that is due to His name. That's why David ends in verse 22b after realizing this. Sabi niya, if the uttermost of the creation is called to praise God, what is the least thing that I can do? Binalikan niya yung kanya sarili. Ano sinabi niya? That is to worship God with every fabric of my soul. All that is within me. All that is within me. Friends, try to ask this sa iyong sarili. Is God worthy of every ounce of your worship? Is He worthy of every ounce of your life? Of every ounce of your thanksgiving? Is He worthy of it? Remembering God's merciful act and character moves His people to bless His name. Manalangin po tayo. Worthy are You who sits on the throne to receive all glory and praises from Your creation. Father, we pray that You would enable us to embed this in our hearts and our minds always. Help us to rejoice in the God of our salvation. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Sa oras po na ito, we have a wonderful privilege to celebrate the gospel that we have heard through sa observance po ng Lord's Supper. We are commanded by our Lord Jesus Christ to practice